is Vince Rayner, and I was involved with Hello Hello from series 3 right through to series 5. And I always played the part of a German. First of all, I was a German officer, and then by the time we got to series 5, I became one of the German generals who had been written into the script in the assassination, the blowing up of Adolf Hitler. Well, I've been working on Heidi High for two or three series when it became apparent that Hello Hello was going to take off in a big way. It was being extended. There was a lot of plots and storylines that David and Jeremy wished to exploit. And I contacted the agency in Norwich that I worked for, which was the Jacqueline Agency. And they were recruiting and casting, and sent my CV off and my details to the BBC production team, and I was very fortunate to get a part. It was a long way from home because it was mainly on location up in the Swaffham Deptford area, and travelling up there to be there for 7 o'clock in the morning was pretty grim, because I had to leave my home at about 4:30 to make sure that I got there on time. So after a couple of days of commuting, long days and late nights, I found that a little farmhouse where I could get a bed and breakfast from. I tried desperately to get into Swaffham itself, but the whole town was taken up by Hello Hello. Principal members of the cast were they sort of lived, if you could say, at the George Hotel in Swaffham. And from there we were taken to location, which was down at Linford Hall. And that's where most of my scenes were filmed, because they transformed the back of Linford Hall into Nouvion Square, which was the exterior for René's Cafe. So I met a lot of old friends from Heidi High that were also involved in Hello Hello, and I think my first production date was sometime in April in 1986. Right, I think my first episode was the Nicht Knockwurst in series 3, and a lot of the exterior filming involved German officers walking backwards and forwards and mixing with the local peasants in Nouvion Square, and of course René's Cafe was right in the corner, and it was where a lot of the exterior shots were filmed. So that was the first episode. But from then on we were doing multi-episodics, which meant we didn't always know which episode we were in, because the exterior filming could be cut into the studio shots at a later date. So a number of times we had costume changes or makeup changes to suit the episode that we were actually working on. Okay, well, mainly the filming locations in series 3 were at Linford Hall, which had been transformed to show the rear of or the exterior view of René's Cafe. And the front of Linford Hall had the appearance of a chateau, and so that became the German headquarters, and it was also where Herr Flick was living. So lots of different shots there. But it wasn't until series 5, when it moved to Elstree, Boreham Wood, where everything was done in the studio, everything had been recreated. But I do remember in series 3 and 4 when we used it was an old army camp, and it was a prisoner of war location, and Captain Hans Gehring made his escape by getting over the fence. It was quite dramatic to be there when they filmed that, but that was enjoyable, doing the work inside this old army camp. Well, once you were involved in a scene, you had to react, of course, to whatever the script indicated. But I do remember, as with Heidi High, if you were in a supporting role, you had to be ready at the right time. You always had to be punctual. And if you did have lines, you had to know your script. And it was like being with one big happy family. I always felt that on any of the Croft and Perry or Croft and Lloyd productions that I was involved in. You didn't fraternise too much with the main principal characters unless they involved themselves with you. I always found Gordon Kaye was quite a shy man, whereas Carmen loved to chat, and she would. She would move about the set while we were rehearsing or waiting to do a shoot. But I do remember on one location, I think it was when we were filming at the prisoner of war camp, there was a long break while they were setting up a scene, and dear old Jack Haig, who played Monsieur Leclerc, he loved hitting golf balls. But the only thing was, he didn't know where they went, and so he recruited a few of us to go and help him look for these golf balls, and he was determined to find them because there was a lot of expense. They must have been 50p each, I suppose, in those days. But Jack didn't like losing golf balls. So we used to watch him where he hit it and then go and find it for him. But I loved being involved with that, and all the cast, the crew, everybody. It was one big happy family, that's all I can say. Ken Morley didn't come into the cast of Hello, Hello until around series 5, when there were two or three episodes, The Confusion of the Generals, The Enigma Variation, and Watch the Birdie. They were three episodes that Ken appeared as a rather eccentric German general. One couldn't quite pin Ken down. But he was great fun to work with, along with Fred Bryant, who I'd met also previously when we were filming Heidi High, and he played the part of a bishop. But working with Ken was great fun, because he would improvise, and sometimes he'd add little things into the script, which you didn't do really, because you had to stick fairly well to what had been written. Ken did little funny little things that had the cast in stitches, really. So I did enjoy working with Ken. Well, I always remember on my first time on Hello, Hello, that Jacqueline Agency had given the BBC costume department my measurements, and so I went for a fitting. And to put this beautifully tailored German uniform on was quite empowering. I can understand now why the Germans felt that they were so superior, because the outfits that they wore were tailored beautifully, probably Jewish tailors, if the truth is known. But I had this immaculate uniform on. It was brand new, nothing second hand. It was a beautifully tailored uniform. And of course, you had to have a haircut to match, so you had to be authentically groomed, so that when you appeared on the scene, especially from Moldy Episodics, if there was a couple of weeks between a shoot and then you went back and your hair looked a little bit longer from the Polaroid photographs they'd taken, you'd have an instant haircut on the site. And I always remember at Heidi High, I went from the 1950s, which was quite short back and sides, and at that time I had quite long hair, and it was cold for days until my hair grew back. But there was very little makeup as such on the exterior shots that were filmed up at Swaffham. But once we got into the studio at Elstree Boreham Wood, then that was a different matter, because you were then under proper lighting and close-ups, and so you had to, your makeup was had to be checked. And they did it very, very thoroughly. They didn't want to reshoot a scene because somebody got a shine on their head or something like that. So makeup was very, very good. But I was just, the German uniforms were to die for. Wonderful. Oh, My favourite episode, I think, has to be the very last one that I appeared in, which was called The Enigma Variations, and it involved René and his staff performing at the chateau for the German generals, and René was dressed as a woman playing a piano, and I was one of the German generals that was invited to this chateau, and there was a lovely dance scene whilst the piano was moving. Inside the piano was Yvette and of course dear old Ken Connor, lovely Ken Connor, who the Undertaker, and as the piano was moving backwards and forwards, we were dancing and had to be very careful as we if we saw the piano coming, to dance out the way. And every time I watch that episode, I can visualize what was actually happening in the studio. So that has to be my favourite episode, and it was my final one, because from then on, the German generals were written out, and that was it. I never went back. Well, as I mentioned earlier, I came to Hello Hello via Heidi High, which was running sort of parallel at the time. There was different production teams, of course, but no, the only two productions that I've been involved in much. I would have loved to have been in Oh Dr. Beeching, but other work didn't permit that. So, or even You Rang My Lord, where one or two friends of mine did get chances to be involved. So it was just really Hello Hello and Heidi High, and I was very fortunate in the very final episode of Heidi High to get a speaking part with Ted Bovis in the final ballroom scene. Very happy days. Well, I only ever saw or met Jeremy Lloyd on one occasion, and that was while we were filming in the studio before a live audience, and I found myself watching the introductions that all the cast members introduced themselves to the audience. It broke the ice, it settled everyone down, and normally Gordon would tell a little story with a funny ending and everybody would laugh, and I found myself standing next to Jeremy Lloyd, and whilst the cast members were doing their little pieces, Jeremy was chuckling away and laughing sort of quietly to himself, and he suddenly turned to me and he said, "Aren't these characters wonderful?" And it took me by surprise that he would say that, because as I reminded him, and I thought afterwards, did I say the right thing? I said, "Well, you and David created them." And he chuckled and laughed, and that was it. But that was the only time I ever saw Jeremy at a location or at a studio. But of course, with David Croft, having done all these things on Heidi High, I knew the way that he worked and how he got the best out of his people. He would just had that magic. Him and Jimmy just knew. And if they wrote something, and sometimes a cast member would say, "Can I say it differently?" And they would say, "No, just do what's written there and it will work." And it did. You didn't necessarily feel comfortable with doing those lines, but it worked. And David and Jimmy and Jeremy, they were right with what they did. But David was a joy to work for, as was Jeremy Lloyd. I don't remember bloopers as such, where things went drastically wrong. But I do remember that there were some lines that were fluffed by principal members of the cast, as there always is on any production. And sometimes if it's in the studio, you have to reset the scene. But there was always corpsing as well, because one person has only got to look at another person, and although they know the lines, they've rehearsed this bit time and time again, something just catches their eye. Heidi High, there were far more pieces, because a lot of that was outdoors, and people would, as they say, cock it up. But I don't remember much on Hello Hello, really, apart from, as I say, a bit of corpsing here and there, and a few fluffed lines. Well, favourite characters on Hello Hello. I mean, they were all favourites in a way, but I think if I could choose one, it would have to be Rene, Gordon Kaye playing Rene, because everything really hinges around him. He's desperate to get away with Yvette, and he will do anything to avoid his wife if he can. So the whole storyline is really hinged on dear old Rene. And Gordon, as I said earlier, was quite a quiet man. Not at all like the character that he played. He came to life in that character, and he did it so well. But then, of course, there was his ever-loving wife, Madame Edith, and Carmen was such a charming lady. She would come round to everybody in the studio before the audience came in, and she would wish everyone good luck. Everybody, member of the cast, crew or whatever, she would always have a little word of encouragement before the performance started. So I think it has to be Gordon, and secondly it would be Carmen. Well, what do I do now? Well, I should be 80 next year, and so I don't do a great deal these days, certainly not on the acting front, but I do have a little music duo, me and a friend from way back. We call ourselves Time Travellers because we play music from the 30s right through to the 80s, I suppose, the golden years of British music and American music. So we do that. I still keep in touch with friends from some of the productions I've been on. David and Tony Webb, of course, the Webb twins from Heidi High, live locally to me, and I keep in touch with them. And when we have reunions, I try and see the other people that were involved in those, which has to be, I think, the high point of my career, working on both Hello Hello and Heidi High. I loved it, absolutely loved it. Well, that's very kind, Andrew. It's been a pleasure, and I've met before with you at on Heidi High reunion, so I knew that you handle this very professionally, as you have done.